So the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. I can sense the love in the room.
Yes, I believe that we have to be honest with the American people. I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts. I mean, just the other day, he sat down with Martin Luther King Jr. I would call him a civil rights leader.
So where his dad was the
civil third.
That's a ridiculous. You're basically okay, Kristen. We're gonna end this right now. Hunter. No. And then this one is the. I've got the 13 here as well, or the 2017. It is literally 100% the same.
Well, first of all, it's not a travel ban.
He's using the words that the media is using. But at the end of the day, it can't. Hold on. It can't be.
His word is extreme.
The president himself called it a ban.
I understand.
Is he confused?
No, I'm not confused. I mean,
that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Okay, this is silly. Okay, next. Okay, you don't get to just yell out questions. We're going to raise our hand like big boys and girls.
This is government. This is not. And I think that part of the reason the visual is important is that when you actually look at the difference, you realize this is what big government does.
I was going to say, your pants upside down.
John Roberts always helping with the fashion tips.
But it's still upside down.
He'll make me make the podium move. cover the stuff. No, hold on.
No evidence of wiretapping at Trump's office. Now you've had the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee.
No, actually, here's his quote, Jonathan. Here's the direct quote. I think it's very possible, end quote. And we talked about wiretapping. He meant surveillance.
Well, so you're coming to some serious conclusions for a guy that has zero intelligence class.
If you don't want to answer your question, I can call on somebody else. Thank you.
John, does the president still have complete confidence in FBI Director Comey?
There's no reason to believe he doesn't at this time. But even General Flynn was a volunteer of the campaign. And then obviously there's been this discussion of Paul Manafort, who played a very limited role.
Are you aware of any contacts between Paul Manafort and Russian operatives or suspected Russian operatives?
No.
Join in March.
Well, first, I think your headlines are bad. I'm glad to rewrite. I'd be glad to if you guys are looking for some help. I'm
for a job.
Does the president stand by his statement that President Obama is a bad or sick guy?
I think the president's tweets stand for themselves. I think there's a huge appetite for tax reform.
No, we don't have that.
You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. I'm sorry that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but understand this, that at some point the facts are what they are. And every single person who has been briefed on this situation with respect to the situation with Russia, Republican, Democrat, Obama appointee, career, have all come to the same conclusion. At some point, April, you're going to have to take no for an answer with respect to whether or not there was collusion. April.
Thank you, Sean.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Fantastic. The answer is that if you gas a baby, if you put a barrel bomb in to innocent people, I think you can you will see a response from this president. That is unacceptable. You know, someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. There's an opportunity. Can I just? I think I got this, but thank you. Maybe. All right, thanks, man. I'll see you in a minute. Hold on. All right, that was cool.
Hey, Sean.
Sean! Come on, Sean! Sean!
Sean, wait a minute.
What about the Putin call?
Sean,
sit right here. Wait. No one leaves.
Considering canceling the daily press briefings.
I think he's a little dismayed, as well as a lot of people, that we come out here and try to do everything we can to provide you and the American people with what he's doing on their behalf, and yet we see time and time again an attempt to parse every little word and make it more of a game of gotcha, as opposed to really figure out what the policies are, why something's being pursued, or what the update is on this. And I think that's where there's a lot of dismay, and I don't think it's something that just alone the president feels. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Sean,
see you on Monday.
Sean.
Thank you. Bye.